coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, August 17th, 2023, and I've got a great show lined up for you. The essence, the title, the conveyance of today's show is the gates of hell are totally opened. Human extinction is accelerating, and billions will die. Where have you heard that before? You've heard that, of course, Deagle Report and other places, but you're hearing that more and more now with things that are taking place, and you can see and feel the acceleration. So with me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to bookmark stevequayle.com. Bookmark that site. Check it multiple times per day because Steve posts headlines, important headlines that you need to know about. And for extra credit for those at home, playing at home, actually not playing, but I'm being very serious about this. His private briefings are so important, I believe, so valuable, even to the point of guiding everyday decisions, okay? That's kind of the way I look at this. Like if I want to make, if I'm thinking, okay, do I want to do X, Y, or Z? Oftentimes these will speak to me, or the information in there will be, will help me make that decision. So SQ, private briefings subscription, go to stevequayle.com, click on the link, and there you'll find the way to get your own private briefings delivered right to your inbox. And I like that. All right, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Doug. And again, the gates of hell have truly opened. We're watching some of the most murderous mayhem ever experienced in the history of our country. I you know, that's a power statement, and I can back it up. The bottom line is, and again, I've said that a million times, but I got to get people to understand, you're not in Kansas anymore. You can't click ruby red slippers and go back. And yet the idea that there can be a fair election, that's gone. The idea that we can take America back, that's gone. In my opinion, you cannot make a nation great when its people are no longer great. Because, again, we were the ones that came out of World War II as Americans. We had amazing productivity, manufacturing. We set the world's stage. And then all the hell gates opened, especially with the Illuminists, the globalists, and the Luciferians. I want to make this clear to everybody. When I speak of an entity, and I put on my website, this entity, I am not only inferring, but I'm stating that I believe they are fallen angels and fallen angels in earth suits. You know, the point is we'll put up the headline. And again, let's just start out with that, Eric, the WEF headline where Klaus Schwab declares himself to be God. We are God. And anybody that doesn't agree that their God is going to be basically murdered. Did I send that one to you, Eric?
No. No, Eric just whispered in my ear. No.
Okay. I'm going to find it. It's on my website. It's on my front page. If you can find it,
we'll get it. Yeah, we'll get it. So
what arrogance, yeah. Doug? We're God, and you're going to die if you don't believe we're God. Well, Klaus Schwab. You know, there's no way to describe him as somebody out of a science fiction movie. You know, that basically is superseding Dr. Evil, that supersedes the Emperor in Star Wars, that supersedes Jabba the Hutt, that supersedes all composite evil, in my opinion, that the movies have ever been able to put forth in a characterization of evil. I mean, you know, this guy makes a chainsaw massacre look like a sanitary event. Now, this in and Doug, WEF, thank you, Eric, declare we are gods. If you stand in our way, you will die. And I want to say this. Who the bleep, bleep, bleep gave that guy the authority to make that? Oh, the UN. Oh, the techno-billionaires. Oh, the Luciferians. What most people can't understand is evil is global. And in essence, we're watching the global genocide of humanity. Now, when you saw that, I guess it's the first time you've seen that, Doug. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? I should say the second thing. The first thing was probably the same thing I said.
That's a threat. That's a threat to my grandchildren. F you. The first thing, seriously, if you want to know the truth, I'm being completely honest. F you, Klaus Schwab. Who do you think you are? And aside from that being just totally evil, okay, totally evil.
So, ladies and gentlemen, remember, this is the one that's telling you that you're going to eat, bugs. He's also one that's gone record saying you're going to eat your own defecant and drink your own urine.
Yep.
He's also on record as it's. Remember, this guy's going to write the Bible with Yuval Harari's help. But I mean, why would they even bother? Because they don't believe in God. Oh, yes, they do. They believe in Lucifer. This is the most blasphemous, blatant assault on the name of the living God, on the person of Jesus Christ. And Doug, I'll guarantee you. Maybe we can't make Jimmy the Greek gods, but I'll guarantee you very few of, if any, people that are strutting across a stage like peacocks on Christian TV will even address this. And I want to share something, having obviously been in the prep business a long time. What I've noticed, and I actually identified this in some pastors, I'd say 20 years ago, and I don't think they've gotten any brighter. They said, well, if I have my people buy preparation, they'll have less to put in the kitty. They'll have less to put in the offering plate. And I'm one of them, I said, yeah, and you're offering them up to death. So, the point is that we can no longer sit quietly. We can no longer sit stoically. And we'll talk too today, Doug, about how soon the civil war that Dmitry Dudeman saw taking place will be initiated, because in essence, every communist revolution, and it may come as a surprise to everybody, but you're watching the total last vestiges of freedom. It started with the black judge, and yes, she was a black judge who hates white people, making it impossible for all of our countrymen that are still in jail, prison, to even be released on bond. And now they're openly showing, and that braggart sheriff in Fulton County, my bet is somebody's going to go kinetic. I'm not promoting that, because ladies and gentlemen, you have someone that got, 90 million votes and the whole voting structure. But Al Gore did the same thing. He challenged, and Alan Dershowitz said that. So the question today, Doug, is
it happened in 1960, Steve. I'm sorry, I didn't mean, but it's been happening for the last 60 plus years. And go ahead.
No. And it's infuriating because Hillary Clinton gets, she goes blank when she was Rachel Maddow or Madcow, whatever she's called. The bottom line is, in my opinion, the interesting thing about it is Hillary Clinton challenged. Do you remember the results? Hillary Clinton challenged in a big way, and she doesn't say a word when Rachel's railing on the Trump people. So I think it's important that people settle something today or by this weekend. There's no going back. And even DeSantis had a good statement for Donald Trump. You had 3 years to fire Christopher Wray. Why did you not do it? That's a good question. The head of the FBI. So now we have no justice. We have no equal justice. And, there's a Bible passage that God talks about when evil people, in essence, he calls it, he will discover their skirts. Now, I want everybody to understand this. I'm on record multiple years ago, longer than that. But America would become a hissing sound in the nostrils of the people around the world. There is nobody in this world any longer, with the exception of probably Great Britain, and a few NATO countries that we have not infuriated, that we have not pissed off, that we have not provoked to hate us. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the process of judgment. We're seeing every day new events. Now, let's take Maui. And when I talk about Maui, wowie, I'm not talking about that's a specific brand of marijuana. Somebody told me that. But let's take a snapshot in history. You have an island. You have absolutely one of the most famous tourist spots in the world. But you also have anomalies. Who gave the order? Well, we know who gave the order to turn off the fire alarms. It was a fire chief who had no experience, Doug. And we know that the governor gave the order, and I'm sorry, my nose is itching. The governor gave the order, you know, I guess this is what's being told, to basically not initiate the sirens. And that was given to the fire chief who gave it out. Now, I want to ask you, why is it there's an unknown number of children not accounted for? Well, you could say all their parents are dead. They've only found, 103, 109 people or remains that they can identify.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the latest is. Yeah.
Whatever the number is, where are the children? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Based on the sick society and the Satanists, I fear for those children. The fortunate ones may have already gone to heaven. But what happens is that no one asks a question. I'm going to keep asking it. Where did the children go? And why did the police block the efforts to get out of Lahaina? I've been to Lahaina. I'm sure a lot of people have. And the point being is that everything breeds, not conspiracy, but I'm going to give a different word, orchestrated annihilation and subjugation of the Hawaiian people. And now the lion devils. And let's look at it this way, too, Doug. I'm jumping around, but every Democratic governor who has cities, they all have a city that's destroyed. I don't know if it's a Luciferian sacrifice, and I believe it could be, but it's interesting that you can't look at Governor Newsom. Look what's happening in California. You can't look at the governor of Washington State, or you can't look at the governor of Oregon State, and you can jump to Michigan, you can jump, but they're all blue states. And what they have in common is a disintegration of the cities and massive death. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we, you know, there may be 10 billionaires, 50 billionaires that have a place on Hawaii, but there's something deeper than that. This is the most sensitive military area in the Pacific. The three islands, obviously the big island, Maui, and also Kauai.
Before you move on, though, but you were mentioning the names, the siren not working and such. Just in case people don't know this, the police chief on Maui is John Pelletier. And again, in case people don't know this, He was the police chief that was involved in the investigation in Las Vegas in the music festival shooting where 58 people were murdered. His deputy chief, who he hand selected, he brought to Maui, and he too was an incident commander in that shooting regarding the Las Vegas shooting. Add that to what you already said about, and one more thing. The guy that shut off the water, Kaleo Manuel, the Hawaii management system, water management system, is also a member of the World Economic Forum. Go ahead, sir.
And see, again, this is something, life no longer matters to the WEFers. Life no longer matters to the genocidal maniacs because we've, Doug, as long as I've been on talk radio and all that stuff and even writing newsletters before, it was stated what they were going to do. They're going to do this. They're going to do this. They're going to do this. Now, I want to show you something that's interesting. According to rumors, I can't substantiate it, but Pelletier is really tied in with the three letters, okay? That would be the three-letter intelligence agencies.
Right.
That's not to slander, but he's the cleaner. If any of you guys have ever seen where in a typical, spy movie where somebody gets shot, they dump in the bathtub, and then these big guys come in with gallons of nitric acid and dissolve the bodies. I'm not saying he did that, but what I'm saying is that the connection to the three-letter agencies, the intelligence agencies, and when I say three letters, there's a lot of three-letter agencies, more and more becoming four-letter agencies. But the point being is that we're now watching, and I think this is a portrayal, we're watching the complete contempt for American lives. We got so many drug addicts on the streets. We've got so many veterans. God bless your listeners and my listeners, our mutual listeners. We're taking care of them one at a time, and not drug dealers, but I'm talking vets and veterans. But Doug, this is human accelerated genocidal annihilation of the human race. And so when I said billions are going to die, that's just basic Book of Revelation. And we're now in the countdown phase, August. So we've got, 4 months, September, October, November. Yeah, 4 months. And then we go into 2024, and we've got 16 months. And nobody knows if the Deagle report that says the American population will be brought down to 100 million or less, which, by the way, is a Rockefeller Foundation funded think tank. I think if you just take the basic math, that means we got to start seeing massive death. And I want people to know this. The Ebola, I had one of your listeners send me this snarky email, and I bring this up as an illustration. Well, you said Ebola was going to break out. I said, wait. I said, I don't know when it's going to break out, but the headlines are pumping people and preparing people to psychologically terrorize them. And Doug, how many people quit freaking thinking? And there you go. They quit freaking thinking with the COVID narrative, and we knew ivermectin worked. We knew hydroxychloroquine worked. And now you got the devil bastards, that's what they are, telling you, well, we never said you couldn't take ivermectin. You sure the heck did, you know?
Yeah, they
and
did.
Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Doug.
No, you know what? You make a great, great point there, Steve. And I think a lot of people, and I think this is just human nature, where it's easier for someone to accept a lie than it is to convince them that they've been lied to, that they've accepted a lie. Wait a minute. Regardless, there are a lot of people out there who have fallen for the lie, and they cannot reconcile that in their own mind. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. So, that's why you still have people going after the boosters in spite of the non-anecdotal evidence placed in front of them. You still have people, pro-injecticide, despite the evidence of death. So anyway, you're exactly right, Steve. I believe it's delusion, but of biblical proportion and rooted in the Bible. Go ahead.
Well, it's rooted in the Bible because, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the cooperative effort. And we all teach about suicide. I don't believe it's right to take your own life. But then what made it right for people to succumb to those who wanted to take their life? In essence, when they took an unproven vaccine, when they bought the lie of the lying devils from hell and the mainstream accessory to murders, MSATM, why can anybody even justify believing that anything that comes out now on Ebola or what's called Crimean hemorrhagic fever or Congo Crimean hemorrhagic fever, CCHF, that's a mouthful. But the point is why would anybody believe when we just saw the destruction of our country, we saw the destruction of our business model, we saw the destruction of our food production, we see everything. And then after all of this, Doug, we have people quoting the Harvard Medical Review that, well, we got to go put you under masks again. or the British that should be skittish about all of the masking that's being proposed again. See, insanity is contagious.
Insanity is contagious. Yep.
And, you know, it's the psychology and the madness of crowds and mobs, Charles Mackey, I believe. And the deal is that the herd mentality is going to get slaughtered again. And that's why I say godly defiance versus satanic compliance. And now let's look at the false narrative. Okay, we're just hearing the Maui BS. Now let's go to the whole Ukraine BS. We were told over and over, and I'm on record of saying this, the slander, the vilification of Vladimir Putin. This doesn't make me a Russian agent, but I went through the entire Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Every day you saw in the BS press, all the Russian presidents got cancer, all the Russian presidents losing his mind, oh, they're running out of missiles, oh, they're running out, blah, blah, blah. Every freaking thing they said was a lie. And I'm on record of saying this. You can look at, you know, vilify the Russians all we want, we can. But God has raised them up to judge the United States. And it's the complacent Christians, in my opinion, that are responsible for it. And it's also the fact that the salt has lost its savor. This is what Jesus said. The light on the hill has gone out. And I believe that's why he wept when he looked over Jerusalem. He knew it was going to happen, not just in the sacking of Jerusalem and whatever, 70 AD or whenever it was, but also into the future of what would be happening. And, you know, in we're watching a total, in my opinion, demon-possessed nation coming to fruition before our eyes. And there was an article, I don't know if you saw it, Doug, but it was talking about, you know, basically inviting a demon into your life. And I forget, was it New York City? It was someplace.
Oh, yeah.
But the point, yeah, the yep. point is we're now in the place the gates of hell have opened. And nobody's wishing them to close will close them. No one's hoping against hope that they'll close will close them. Jesus never said they would close, but he said they will not prevail against his church. That's not the Catholic Church. That's not the Lutheran Church. It's against his body. It's those who have he's called out of the world. Because, look, we're told we're not to be conformed to the world, okay? And conform means follow their mandates. So already, just as President Putin was vilified, by the way, people will find out in history he was the most military. I don't think there'll be. I don't think anybody can even. Maybe Alexander the Great can claim the victories. But you know, somebody sent me an email, another one of our listeners, and said NATO, and he said no ammo to operate. I thought that was really brilliant. No ammo to operate. What do we hear? We hear that NATO's out of ammo. We hear that the Patriot system, three of them out of five, are toast. We hear that Russia's just basically announced their new caliber missile that's even beyond the Kinzhal missile. We've heard that they're, you know, upping the ante, so to speak. And ladies and gentlemen, we in the United States have been intentionally minimalized in our real military development by insiders who are communists. They're just freaking communists. We have so much treason, Bill Clinton, Loral Satellite Corporation, Obama. You know, by the way, Bill Clinton gave to the Chinese, Doug, and you and I have talked about this over the years, but the complete patent, every patent that's ever been filed with the U.S. Patent Office, including the classified stuff.
And a lot of people. Yeah, exactly. Loral, how many people remember that with Bill Clinton? The Loral Corporation. Yes. So the Clintons, plural, including their foundation, cozied right up to the Communist Chinese Party.
Right.
And this has been going on since the 90s. And again, yeah, you were talking about that contemporaneous to the events. Yes.
Well, I interviewed Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, who told me he was present with George Bush Sr. when George Bush Sr. gave the Red Chinese the neutron bomb. And I interviewed him multiple times in those days on, I mean, Blueprint for Survival or something. That's the name of the radio program I started. But the point is that there's no catching up. There's no magic cure. And if you watch now and the whole transsexual movement, by the way, I just watched Jonathan Cahn's expose on the film Barbie. Have you seen that?
I have not. Excuse me. I have not. Oh,
you've got to see that. Okay. Because the film open. I mean, you've got to. Everybody, maybe Doug, I'll send you a link and you can put it up. But it is when Jonathan Cahn wrote Return of the Gods, Barbie, and you find out what that doll is based on. And trust me, it's not what you think. And when you go back to ancient Mesopotamian history and, you know, Inanna and the goddesses, it was to make war on the men. I'm talking now, Doug, we're talking 4,000, 5,000 years ago. And it was to change their sexuality, to literally morph them into not what they were born as. This is the most fascinating thing. I think it blew my mind. I think I watched it 2 or 3 in the morning. But the point being is that it's, I consider this, if people understand that Barbie right now, and I'm not talking about what you think you know about Barbie, forget it. It's not Barbie, a pink Corvette and, a feminized Ken. It is so sinisterly wicked. And it's the biggest grossing film in the studio that produced its history. And it's pretty powerful. And Jonathan Cahn shows you, and Doug, they start out with young women and the young, I mean, girls, okay, girls. And they're literally playing with their dolls. And then all of a sudden, just like the monolith in 2001 Space Odyssey, and I'm not giving anything away because, you know, all I'm telling you is how evil it is. A giant Barbie shows up, okay? Not the kind in Australia where throw some more shrimp on the Barbie. I'm talking a big Barbie shows up. The little girls that are playing with their dolls, one of them takes the head, the doll, and breaks the head of another doll that's on. Yeah, I mean, it's so 2001. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to see it. It's 30 minutes. And then if you remember your 2001 images, you've got one of the apes that picks a bone and starts killing the others. But the monolith was sent there to basically monitor, and obviously it's a false concept, but evolution. But the response to the monolith and the response to these little girls puts them at war with mankind, which, by the way, Edgar Rice Burroughs in his book, you know, on the Amazons and that stuff really nailed the spirit behind this. So when you see, you know, the pink hairs, the green hairs, the blue hairs, you know, the some of the boy, to call them women, you know, the transsexuals. But there's a movement behind, there's an evil spirit behind it. And it goes back 4,500 years. No, I'm sorry. Some of it goes back as late as 6,000 years. So the thing is that, and for people who don't understand, the Babylonians and the Sumerians had a table of kings when the gods ruled the earth. That would be the fallen angels prior to the creation of Adam and Eve. And that goes back, I think, 450,000 years. So and it's called, and a Greek, or no, an Egyptian historian named Manheto, M-A-N-H-E-T-O, I think, either Greek or it doesn't matter. But he chronicled it all, and they take it off their cuneiform. And then the brilliant control artist in classic archaeology said, oh, they just added too many zeros. So in essence, the whole nature of historic evil, as it has filtered down through the ages, has been a very much clandestine operation until we come to this point. And again, kudos to Jonathan Cahn. I don't know how he got that, except the Lord gave it to him. I mean, it is so phenomenal. And anybody who has little kids that thinks that movie is harmless, you couldn't be more wrong. And again, the parents of America, we're responsible for how many people are screwed up in America if there are children or grandchildren. I mean, you know, it's just if we don't take an active role in their lives, they're going to get twisted. So enough on Barbie. But the next step we've got to deal with is what's going to happen to Ukraine. And it's not simmering down. Dmitry Medvedev said yesterday, if Ukraine wants to join NATO, fine. Yield Kiev to us, or Kiev. It still sounds better Kiev, in my opinion, than Kiev. But anyway.
And I think that was intentional. The name change was intentional. Kiev is the Russian pronunciation. And to show people, kind of like virtue signal, they're going with a Ukrainian Kiev as opposed to Kiev. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I'm going to give a scripture that's really good. I kind of veered away from it. And it was talking about when God discovered Jeremiah 13:26. And this is important. It's really important. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me. Therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. In other words, your nakedness is going to show up. I've seen thy adulteries and thy nayings, the lewdness of thy whoredom and thine abomination of the field. Woe unto thee, Jerusalem, wilt thou not be made clean when it shall once be? In other words, when are you going to be clean? But look at Hunter Biden. The whole world has seen his junk exposed. The whole world has seen him. I'm sorry, but if this is offensive, people better understand. What's offensive is nuclear war and people melting in their shoes. That's what's coming unless America repents. And I'm sorry, it won't repent. It won't. How do you know that? Because I see the attitude. I see the fruit of apathy, indifference. And guess what? Everyone wants to shake down the sheep for as long as the sheep can be shaken down. But therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. Now, in essence, you've got the son of a president, a son of something, and he's a whoremonger. He's a trafficker in drugs. I mean, you know, she's on selfies, and the amount of imagery he took is absolutely beyond anything anybody can imagine. The obscenity of it, the depth of evil. And there's a passage in Nahum, Doug, that says that, and this isn't where we're at right now, but that God says when a nation becomes as impure as ours, he just keeps pouring it out. Now, those of us who warned that Obama was gay, what do we hear? Well, I have gay fantasies making loved him in, but I didn't do it. No, of course he did it. And that's the thing. Now it's coming out. Everything's going to be revealed. And ladies and gentlemen, if the person he's married to turns out to be a man converted to a woman or transition or whatever, then you'll understand the spirit behind the whole transgender movement.
Yeah, and by the way, I've got the letter that you're referencing about him fantasizing making love to another man on my website. The actual letter, the link to the article, and the letter was rewritten because they couldn't copy or take a picture or anything of the actual letter, but nonetheless, it's there. So if people are wondering what you're referencing, there was a letter written by Obama, I believe it was in 1982, and his discussion about fantasizing about making love to another man. So,
well, and again, you know, we're talking in the we're talking about Jeremiah, just the first probably 13 verses. Within the first 13 chapters, let me change this. Within the first 13 chapters, there's multiple references. How about that? also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. Gee, who might those be? Mm. Poor innocents? I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. In other words, it's open. Here's the deal, Doug. Look at the vilification of President Trump and what is 18 or 19 co-defendants. But look at the rank, and I mean rank, the stinking. They used to say high heaven. I said, no, it stinks to the lowest hell. There is no stink in heaven. But it's so, how should I say this, confrontational to normal thought, normal thinking, human thinking, and that's where it changes. In my opinion, when you know, people say that they give him a walk and they're going to give him a walk. His dad's a president. He can pardon him. They could convict him on Friday, send him to prison, and Biden could say, not guilty, or I pardon him, or whatever, sign a pardon. So when there's no justice, the word equal justice under the law does no longer exist.
I don't want to take you off track here, but are they not, are they, the communist embedded left in this country, are the godless or the God, small g God in their minds, are they not pushing us or requiring us to engage in both a civil war and revolution? I mean, is that not the end game here?
Yes, that is the end game. Okay. And remember, all wars result in horrific bloodshed.
Yes.
The Luciferians get off. They basically have to have human blood. The Bible's very clear. The life that God's given us in blood, you get drained of blood, and guess what? You die. And so what's interesting is that the takeover, in my opinion, has played out with such cunning wickedness, and the voter, well, I'm just going to vote that blankety blank out of business or out of the office. No, you're not, because all of them are blankety blanks with few exceptions. And let me give you a good example. Well, we're going to investigate impeaching President Biden. Guys, why did you wait so long, you cowardly?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why? You see, Doug, this is the deal. The whole world, W-H-O-L-E, world, lies in the evil one. I'm not preaching. I'm telling you, you cannot get away from the evil that's there. And another thing that I basically put up on my website was when Putin said the reptilians have been trying to get him to come over to their side. And he said this, but I'm not one of them. Well, I can tell you, you know, Russia fights the same kind of things that go bump in the night. But I thought that was an interesting statement, and was also one that Medvedev made when he says, you guys are looking for aliens. I'm paraphrasing. Did you see this?
Yeah,
you guys are looking for aliens. You don't see, you know, reptilians that are running your country.
Yeah.
He was not kidding. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yes.
And what was your first thought when you saw that?
The transparency at this moment in time by the Russians is a heck of a lot greater than in America. And even the spirituality, I would say, of... Look, I don't know what's in their hearts, except what I see here. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you've got him saying that, at least he's openly acknowledging, I would say, that, hey, they walk among us, and I ain't one of them.
Right. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting? The West has made war on God. They've absolutely declared war on God. I've talked about this so many years, decades, actually, that's not an honest statement, decades, about the Air Force making war on God. And I said, just as the Air Force has declared that they are basically wanting warlocks, they want satanic high priests, they want everybody, but they don't want Christians. And so now there's an altar found, I guess, in a satellite photo that shows the literal altar in the area of the Air Force Academy, which, by the way, that's where the whole thing started. So I think it's important that people understand this, that we're at a point now that unless you understand that we are fighting against the spiritual realm, that we can't take the spiritual realm on with bagels and BS and basically an apathetic, indifferent attitude. We can't. We have to deal with the weapons of our warfare not being carnal, but mighty through God. And everything in Ephesians 6, the first, you know, verses, what, 5, 6, 7 verses, are all supernatural evil entities that we, Paul lays it out. We're fighting against supernatural evil. But we know from the lateness of the hour, and obviously the mark of the beast, the technology of the beast, so, you know, everything that's coming into play in our world, it's absolutely never been like this before. And I've heard guys on talk radio, something familiar to everybody, well, Jesus could be coming back in 200 years. That's both biblically ignorant, it's both politically ignorant, and it tells me that, you know, that, let's just say this, that is a wrong agenda-driven statement. So by agenda-driven statement, look, everybody wants to, you know, everybody wants to carry on because normal life is wonderful. But when normal no longer exists, then how do you reference everything? In other words, how does the human mind come to grips with things that you've never seen, come to grips with concepts you've never embraced, come to watching results that are more horrific, little boys having their plumbing chopped off, you know, girls having their breasts chopped off. This has got to provoke people, Doug, to think and to act and to stand up. And I'm saying this, anybody that doesn't stand up, you will be, how should I say this? They will seek you out. If you think that you can be, you know, invisible, the devil knows who knows Jesus and he knows who doesn't, but that God will raise up men to basically stand in the gap. And I think it's fascinating. I'm not just going down a rabbit trail. There are people that are listening to this podcast this day, this hour, and this is maybe their last chance. This isn't a scare thing to bring people to the altar. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are ready to slaughter you, me, believer, unbeliever. They're going to slaughter us all on the altar. But first, they'll use the people that have given into evil to make war on Christians. And the absolute persecution of Christians is coming. And I want to say another thing. One of the first statements I made 35 years ago, and through unique circumstance, I said, whatever happens in South Africa is going to come to the United States. As goes South Africa, so goes the U.S. We're following the same thing. Communists took over, fought SWAPO, Southwest African Police, or not police, but SWAP, S-W-A-P-O. I still remember the days of the war going on down there. One of my film partners was in the South Defense Forces, the SDF, and you know, and I remember the days of getting correspondence, not through email because it didn't exist, but seeing stuff that would be sent from Jonas Savimbi, and most people won't know these names. In Mozambique, the United States,
and that happened overnight. Too.
Yes.
I mean, people think that it took a long time. That was like immediate. And I was watching a documentary where you could see the crosses of the white farm owners lined for miles, you know, along the roadway in this procession. So, yes, I mean, but the rapid nature of what happened down there, as you referenced just now. Yep. Is mind-blowing.
Yeah, and, you know, to make a long story short, you know, that, I mean, when all that was happening, I fortunately knew people that were right in the midst of it, okay? And, I mean, when I say that, right in the midst of it. Now, for the record, I've never been to Africa, South Africa, any part of Africa. The point is that, but I knew people that absolutely were dealing in those days, the good side. We betrayed the most effective anti-communist in the world, and that was Jonas Savimbi. We betrayed him, and that's called I forget what it is. Oh, good night. Where you're in an active operation, all of a sudden everything ceases against you. Burn notice. We burned him.
Right.
So, and that's been the story of everything. And now look at. I remember Hillary Clinton's gleeful joy about murdering what, Gaddafi, and also Saddam Hussein, and her famous statement, "We came, we killed, we conquered."
Yeah,
look at the mess it's in now. So,
by the way, when the news of Trump's indictment came, She was in a similar interview, and I could not get this out of my head, Steve. Her reaction to hearing about the indictment. I don't know if it was Maddow or Ellen or somebody like that when she was seated there and talking. But the bottom line is she reacted in the very same fashion as she did with Gaddafi. You know, we saw he died. It was the very same reaction and the same kind of cackle, too. But go ahead.
Right. Well, the cackling is the demonic entity. I want to share something. Everyone who is a believer should be calling on God to increase their discernment. And the discernment isn't, well, that guy's a jerk and this guy's a, no. Discernment is to show, you ask the Lord to show you the spirit behind someone. Is it the spirit of the living God or the spirit of Antichrist? I'll give you a good example. When, and this is something I don't think people get, when they're listening to somebody and they never say the name of Jesus, okay, they never do, that you've got to wonder. And for the record, Satanists can't say the name of Jesus. And even I think when Hillary Clinton lost, somebody asked her, who was a Christian? And that's astonishing. Well, why don't you just ask God for help? And Hillary's statement was, you know, I can't do that. So in essence, she's already sold her soul out. And now we have, listen to this. Now we have the gates of hell himself saying AI robots or bots to replace human school teachers. And this is on Slay News. And then below it, it shows one of the January 6th prisoners basically in shorts. And if you saw the cell they put him in and a bucket to evidently defecate in, and you see how this treatment is, ladies and gentlemen, watch it, Steve. The guy, the sheriff in Fulton County is openly basically doing this. Oh, thank you. Yep, basically doing this. And we abandon these people. These are our brothers. These are our sisters. These are our countrymen. Not sisters in this, but brothers. We've abandoned them. And this is just the most horrific sight that, and ladies and gentlemen, these guys didn't do anything. Yet now it comes out that Nancy Pelosi set the whole thing up. Set the whole thing up. And where are the Republicans? And I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple others that literally went to the jail and demanded. But here's what I think people have got to understand. They're forcing a kinetic war. They, the Democrats, they want revolution. They want blood in the streets. And then they blame the conservatives for being behind the statement civil war. It couldn't be more unto woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. And that's where we're at in this nation. And when, so when I hear people saying, we've got to fight for our country. Well, what country are you talking about? Are you talking about Amaruca, the land of the plume serpent? By the way, that's what America got its name from. Quetzalcoatl, Aztec god, Kukulcan. And obviously, the names for the plumed serpent, but it wasn't North America. It was Amaruca, Ameruca, land of the plumed serpent. So we've got the picture that Eric just put up. We've got, isn't it interesting that not one serious, and only dancing around it, but no one's asking, well, where'd that $20 million? By the way, I'm told that's chicken feed from a banker that got a message to somebody that got it to me. He said, you guys don't get it. This is not in the millions, Steve. This is in the billions. Billions, Doug. Billions with a B. And see, so they'll throw out a little bit of bait and trap people. But, you know, there's a whole lot of difference by an order of 1,000 or a magnitude of 1,000 between a million and a billion, you know, billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're at this point now where what do people think is going to, you know, is going to, what will the end product be, you know? Because the end product, they want to be civil war. They want it. And the taunting, I don't know if you, do you see the pictures of the prison too in Fulton, jail cell in Fulton County? One guy literally died. He was eaten alive by bed bugs or scabies or something.
Yeah.
And it's an S-hole.
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
S-hole.
Yeah. Do we fight? But Steve, I don't want to.
No. I'll give you your question, your answer.
But do we? Here's as Christians and as political conservatives, but as Christians, do we fight? That's an open-ended question to you. And what's it going to take for us to fight? And is it?
I have an answer, Doug. Yes. On. Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
Yep, because, again, when it's at somebody else's door, it's a whole different, that's their problem. When it's at your door, that's a dilemma. And you settle it in your heart. And Book of Hebrews says, we have not yet resisted evil, the shedding of blood. Look, there is a doctrine of righteous war. And I can't believe that people say, all the 100 million kids have been slaughtered. Oh, you know, we're such a bunch of, what's the word I want, indifferent, callous, blind people by choice who will not see what's behind. And I'm going to say this. If they'll do that to the innocent. What will they do to us? So my answer specifically, Doug, is you will know, I will know, everybody in America will know. And I'll tell you what I think it'll be. I'll be blunt. The minute Biden declares any kind of gun takeaway, or, you know, another lockdown, I believe that's when everything's going to explode. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if Donald Trump is denied bail. But I know this, and I'll let you answer that, because I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that is such an abrogation of every right that we all should have. And see, it's like Kamala Harris. We're going to kill 125 million of you. And she slips and then she backpedals and, you know, all that stuff. Doug, I'm having a harder time than I've ever had to relate to people that believe somehow by voting the right way, things are going to change. There's nothing left to change it. The military is compromised. The economy is compromised. Everything is compromised. And we're only going to see it play out with gas rationing, food rationing, meat rationing, and everything else. But the kinetic point comes, the touch point, the flash point, the detonator point. That's my noise. That point comes when you start seeing, and I mean, it's Alexander Solzhenitsyn's, Gulag Archipelago. They didn't even have hammers, but he said, had they had the nerve to resist when it first started, and this is the thing, when it first starts, and I'm asking, and I don't know, maybe some of you in Fulton County can send Doug, but I'm thinking that the challenge is intentionally provocative to get that to start in Fulton County, because I will not only be outraged, but let me say this, everybody's mindset as that whoremonger goes free, you know, Hunter, the hunter of men's souls, Biden goes free, the stonewalling of a truly medically impaired entity, the absolute callousness of Maui. You know, the only reason Biden is going to Maui is because his own people said, you better do that. People are mad. And then he offers them $750 while billions and billions, $100 billion goes to Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your money. That's my money. That's our money. But not a thought for the vets on the street, not a thought for the single mothers, not a thought, not a thought, not a thought, except a middle finger and die.
Man.
That's it.
And this is quite the conversation. I think this is the kind of conversation, and it's difficult for me to really say this, but I think a lot of households are having this kind of conversation. Hey, you know, what are we going to do about this? Or my wife and I were talking. We went to the store, and I'm telling you, you can't walk out of the store. I mean, it's difficult to buy beef anymore, you know, because of the prices. I don't know. I think this is an important conversation to have, because
I think it is too.
We have to do something.
Yeah. They're going to starve us. And again, if they don't starve us, it's going to poison the beef. And God bless the ranchers. And I want people to understand this. If you live in a rural community or semi-rural, Go out and introduce yourself to ranchers and farmers. Thank them for what they do. And, you know, and I'm saying this, people who can help them financially, do that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when the farms die, you die. When the cattle are slaughtered and there's no more cattle, Doug, the whole idea, and this isn't to change the diet, it's to kill human beings. I am so sick of wishy-washy people on the alt news, and, you know, they're trying to be politically correct. But the country, and look, you tell me where I'm wrong. I'm not saying you, Doug, but anybody, tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me what's in place to reestablish the rule of law in this country. What's in place to strengthen our military? What's in place to reestablish our industrial base? Oh, and by the way, where's our uranium going to come from? We used to buy it before the Russian situation in Ukraine from Russia. And the lady on the screen, Hillary Clinton, well, she's on my screen, with a stare of death, is the one that arranged that. That was the whole thing about the Bundy Ranch, which, by the way, I think they're trying to go after Amon Bundy again.
Yep, Uranium One, by the way, in case you want to look that up.
Yep, and so thank you. So what we can't play catch-up. And where's the beef? Well, the United States government is under, or the WFers, I'm sorry, I can't even speak of them in any human language, you know? That isn't full of, yes, righteous indignation, disgust that these entities, these demon-possessed entities, in my opinion, are sitting taking potshots at Jesus, potshots at God. No, and they're not. And I mean, it's so ridiculous. You can't kill God. But what they can do is they're saying, we're going to kill your ability to worship your God. That's what they know in the background. And Yuval Harari, bright guy, but the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But by the way, there is no God, but we're going to take what's attributed to him and we're going to write it in our own image and likeness. So when I saw the WFers say, you know, we are gods, I thought, boy, I hope he falls down and has a Herodian experience. I do.
Yeah.
Here's this. We can't be nice. They're playing for your throat. They're coming for your children. Oh, the ones that live. We're watching Maui as a giant screen, Doug, an outdoor drive-in of human misery, of human avoidance, of help. And then if you want to give them water, you give them something that's probably got Pseudomonas in it or some parasites because the people are getting sick and vomiting, blah, 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 blah. You cannot. Anybody who's been to Maui knows, or any of the Hawaiian Islands, everything comes in by ship.
Yep.
And again, soft kill can be attributed to all this event that took place. I think people are losing track. How did it happen? They need to understand what is the purpose when it happens, especially when the Democratic governor comes on and says, we're going to buy up that land, keep the speculators out. And I can't say that for sure, but it would be interesting to see his FinCEN records, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, because here's the thing. You can't hopscotch from one cover-up in Las Vegas and then take two of the main guys and go to Maui. And isn't it interesting that book came out on August 10th talking about Maui's burning and how it, you know, it's such a, did you see the book I'm talking about?
I did not. I heard about it, but I didn't see it. No.
Yeah, okay. Well, so this whole thing is staged, it's set up, it's sequenced. And so what should we all do? Well, while we have breath, we must fight for what we believe in. And again, Doug, I want to make this clear. I'm not a pacifist. We have the right to defend our families. The Apostle Paul said, any man doesn't provide for his family is worse than infidel. I encourage every woman that's listening to this broadcast, to go out and get training. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about keeping yourself from getting killed, but you might be the one to keep your husband alive who keeps you alive later down. You have to fight for your families, as Nehemiah said. Fight for your little ones. And Doug, again, people will know. Well, they'll know when we're at that point of no return. And I believe we're close.
I totally agree with you. Steve, it's been a pleasure despite the subject matter, it's been a pleasure to have you and to have this conversation with you. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for your wisdom and your kindness and your time.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Have a great day.